Doubleheader in the Canadian Football League is about to begin in Montreal. The Alouettes against the Calgary Stampeders, as the Owls have Davis Alexander, who's trying to break a CFL record tonight. Davis Alexander will start his ninth game. I can't believe it's only his ninth start in his CFL career over the last...
He's 8-0.
He's 8-0. That 4-0 ties this year. Danny McManus's record. So he's tied with Danny McManus for the best record to start a career at 8-0. Danny McManus lost his ninth start. So if Davis Alexander wins tonight, he will have the best start in CFL history with a 9-0 record as a starter. I'm picking the Alouettes tonight against the Calgary Stampeders and Vernon Adams Jr. But with more on week number 17 and the Riders, Britton Gray's here.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
Can we jump into the... Well, because he's our betting expert.
Britton's our betting expert?
Oh, that... Jamie wants... I am in by no means an expert, everyone.
Jamie wants to put his next car payment down on a...
My car is paid off, so it's $0.
You paid off the curling rock?
Nice.
Okay, I want to know if you can bet on a rouge to win a game.
Sure, there's some guy somewhere that would take that bet.
But not on a...
I can't think of anywhere online where I've seen you can bet on a rouge, but...
On the rouge to win?
Never know.
Got to make that a line, I think. Britton, there's some re-additions to the Rough Riders lineup. Major impact, minor impact for the Edmonton Elks game. We're going to start off with Sam Emilis. He's back to the receiving corps for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Major or minor impact for this roster?
It's major. Keyshawn Johnson and Dante Myers had really great seasons, 1A, 1B. Coming into the season, who was the alpha? Who was the number one guy we expected? Sam Emilis. Couple of thousand-yard seasons already under his belt. We know what he can do. Look at his pace through four games, nearly 100 yards per game, touchdown every second game. He would be on pace for a crazy season in the CFL if he was healthy. Sam Emilis is a major impact because Trevor Harris trusts him, and he also provides another deep threat a little bit. He can take the ball down the field, and a great blocker. Remember week one where he blocked for Thomas Bertrand Houdon, then dragged him into the end
zone? Yes, he did.
He's a dog, and they want him back, and he is back this week.
Major impact, minor impact, Sean Bain Jr. in for Mario Alford.
I'm going to go major just because Mario Alford, since he suffered his injury, hasn't quite been the same as he was at the beginning of the year, a little bit more running out of bounds. Let's see what Sean Bain Jr. can do. And what I like this is I think Sean Bain Jr. is hungry. He's a guy who's had to wait and wait. He's been healthy, it looks like, to wait to get a chance. They didn't want to put him in as receiver right away. Show what he can do in a return game. And when you have a competitor, an athlete like Sean Bain Jr., when he's motivated like that, when maybe feels a little bit disrespected, maybe he doesn't, I don't know. But that extra motivation, I think, is going to be a big deal for this team, for him to go out there and do well in the return game.
Is that a tough special teams spot to jump into, though, when you haven't done it much?
Yes, but he has done it in his previously there. Yeah. He's been around the team. He knows the special teams coach and the system they're running. He's been around here. He's been a backup returner before when he was the starting receiver, so he kind of knows what they're looking to do. So I think that it'd be a more seamless process than bringing in someone from outside.
And I'll be interested to see. Sean Bain Jr. is much more of a receiver than Mario Alford was. Like, do Keyshawn Johnson and Dante Myers actually get a bit of a rest and they don't have to play 100% of the downs with the ratio that Sean can come on and, you know, give him a blow here and there. Marcus Sales back in the secondary. Everybody's screaming at the radio, major impact. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Absolutely it is. He's an all-star in the league, and this team got just torched in the passing game. McLeod Bethel-Thompson completely had control over the defense, hitting the deep balls.
Riders made him look good.
It's a big deal because now instead of having two guys you're unsure about, the guy who's never started, CFL rookie, You just have Benny Sapp, who has a star under his belt now. You can help him out a little bit more than trying to figure out who to help, what to do, because you trust Marcus Sales to lock down the opposing receivers, which I fully expect him to do this week.
All right, Philippe Gagnon is the sixth offensive lineman this week. Major impact or minor impact?
I'm going to go minor on this one just because I shouldn't go major for everything. But the minor,
Viking, though.
The minor, Viking's back. Minor for now because he's just the sixth. I think they're working him back. He will eventually take over a starting spot, I think, unless Daniel Johnson, who has impressed before, continues to impress. But it's minor in this game. Major in the when you look at the offensive line and the health and the depth, because Zach Fry looks like he might be out for a little bit here.
So Jamie has a close one. Like we said, he's got a Rouge to win it. Riders 26, Elks 25. I'm going Riders 32, Elks 26. We're both thinking it's going to be a close game. Where are you going?
I'm right there with you guys. I have a 28-24 win for the Riders. This Elks team, no one's running over them anymore. They are a competitive team. Cody Fajardo has brought stability to that quarterback spot. And also Cody Fajardo, he plays some of his best games when teams are out, when they really need a win, when the pressure's mounted. I expect them to have a good game, but this is a very good Riders team coming off a bye week and knows how important it will be to eventually clinch first place in the West Division.
Okay, let's go around the rest of the week in the Canadian Football League. I know Britton and I, you can watch the Blitz podcast on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Canada's fastest growing CFL podcast. Get it where you get your fine podcast today.
So our predictions are a little bit different this week. We all both have the Riders. Stampeders, Alouettes, the game's already started. I've already declared I'm going with the Montreal Alouettes to win.
I have the Alouettes as well. That team's different when Davis Alexander is playing. Vern Adams Jr. was dealing with a back injury this week. Also, he's a little lighter in the pocket, got fined, one of the players who got fined by the CFL for last week. But I like the Alouettes here to win and kind of do a favor for the Riders, I guess.
Are you going Al's or Stamps?
I got Al's. Stamps, I don't know what's going on with them lately. They have not been playing well.
Yeah, I don't.
That's an easy pick, I think.
We'll see what happens. We got a Rouge.
Oh, did he miss?
1-0 Montreal up on Calgary.
And that Rouge will still count under the new rules.
Well, because the field goal post will be at the back of the end zone, so it'll go back. That missed field goal that went just missed left.
It has to be in
the... We'll agree to disagree on that.
And plus, that would have been
short anyway.
That would have been a 53-yard kick instead of 40 or 38.
Let me ask you a question about the new rules. Because we don't have 100% confirmation, but based on what I saw, if it bounces in the new 15-yard...
End zone, yeah.
End zone, and rolls out...
No point.
No point. It has to stay in to stay active?
Yes.
There's not going to be many points scored through a Rouge.
Rouge is pretty well
Maybe gone. The new Riders punter needs to start learning how to get those balls to stop in the end zone. Get that Rouge. Force the return.
But
because there is a new punter this week.
And you can't like knock it out. What if it goes off a player?
That means there's
in the
a
end
new
zone.
Holder.
Mm-hmm. Major or minor?
Major.
Jamie, what if it goes off of a player? So I'm stuck on the Rouge. You guys are on your own thing. If it goes off a player, what if it not?
If it hits a player, it's a
That's
point.
A point. Okay. A point.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. With the new rule.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Major or minor impact, new punter. The global. Was he the.
It was his draft pick.
Third overall pick in the global draft is punting this week, which means a new holder. For Brett Lawther. Oh, fun. Lions, Argonauts. We disagree on this one. I'm going Lions, and I'm confused on why you're going with the Argonauts with Nathan Rourke clearly becoming the most outstanding player for the 2025 season.
I think that BC Lions defense is terrible. I know Toronto's isn't much better, but I have zero faith in BC being able to gain any sort of momentum. Because you don't know what you're getting with that defense.
You're taking the Argos. Wow.
You're going Lions?
I would go Lions there, yeah.
And
but
finally,
Nick Arbuckle's playing locker.
Arbuckle. Yeah, no, this Lions team, they have been putting up points.
Yeah.
They like they a lot of points.
They outscore their problems. It's fine. And finally, we also disagree on this one. Tiger Cats in Winnipeg against the Blue Bombers. Mr. Anti-Bomber is like, go Zach Collaros. Like, what are you doing?
I've seen the light. This team doesn't need to complete passes. Oh, they don't need a quarterback.
I've seen the light.
I'm going
to. You only need to complete three passes, apparently, if you're the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to win
games. So you're going Bombers over the Tiger Cats.
I got Tiger Cats on that one.
Yeah, me too. So Locker and I are lockstep this week in the CFL. Britain's out on an island going with the Bombers, the team he's predicted to the demise, is going to beat the second best team in the Canadian Football League with Bo Levi Mitchell. And Kenny Lawler's return to Winnipeg, he's going to get seven touchdowns tomorrow.
We'll see. I've seen this story before.
Did I put him in my lineup? I think I didn't do that. I'm going to have to change my lineup.
A chance to put the Bombers away and a team lets it slip by and they stick around. That veteran leadership comes through.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Britton is on his way over to the rink tonight. Maddox Schultz, Liam Pugh in the lineup. Of course, the Regina Pats home opener. Bleeker is performing. Bleeker is performing.
So funny.
Ahead of the game tonight for the Regina Pats. Prince Albert's in town. Saskatoon's on the road. Medicine Hat is in Swift Current tonight in the Western Hockey League schedule. The Moose Jaw Warriors don't play until tomorrow against the Broncos. You're at the Pat Canadians game the other day.
I was.
Seven total points with Liam Pugh and Maddox Schultz. Do you think they'll match that tonight for the Regina Pats against the Prince Albert Raiders?
I don't think so. It's a little different level of hockey when you're 15 going against the 20-year-olds in the WHL.
And I want to remind everybody, this is something that's completely slipped my mind until their opener in Swift Current. Victory Plus. Free streaming.
That's right.
The WHL.
That started last year, didn't it?
Yeah, in the playoffs right at the end. So if you can't make it to a game and want to follow your favorite team, Victory Plus, the streaming app, you can do it there. Britton, I'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy Beaker.
Bleaker.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not Canadian rock band, Bleaker.
I'm not going to do that again. It's probably not going to be funny if I do it again.
He'll do it again, ladies and gentlemen. That is a guarantee. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Everybody's angry right now. Everybody's angry. Dave Dickinson is hot. Davis Alexander got hit in the head. Now, Davis Alexander had the ball, and he ducks away from the hit. So he takes the ball, and then he goes down to duck away, and the defender hits him so hard his helmet pops off. Helmet to helmet.
That's a hit to the head. That should be a penalty.
And it was a penalty, but Dave Dickinson lost it, thinking Davis Alexander changed where his head placement was. And so he's mad. Blue Jay fans are also mad right now. It's 2-1 Tampa in the top of the second inning, and it's 2-0 Yankees in the first inning against the Orioles. Not a good start to the night.
Still lots of time.
Not a good start to the night when it comes to baseball and if you're Dave Dickinson. So there's a little bit of a sporting update, a reminder. Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, set your alarm. If you're not an early riser.
You're setting your alarm for 9 a.m. Are you, what?
You would be surprised. I know you're probably thinking you have a 7-year-old and a 13-year-old. The 13-year-old sleeps until noon if she had the chance. The 7-year-old surprisingly is a sleeper.
Whole house, you're all night
we're
owls.
We're night owls. All four of us are night owls. We'll, 100%. So 9 a.m. Set that alarm for the Women's Rugby World Cup tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning.
I had a house full of
night owls.
Of night owls, and I was the only morning show person or the morning.
Well, yeah,
and so I loved that. I had the house to myself in the mornings. I still do. Just me and the dog. The best.
Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. The Montreal Alouettes lead Calgary 4-0 with a field goal and a rouge. The Blue Jays, as mentioned, down 2-1 to Tampa in the top of the second. The Yankees leading the Orioles 2-0. Of course, Those two tied the Jays and the Yankees at the top of the AL East going into the final weekend. The second game in the CFL tonight, by the way, it is Toronto against BC. The Rough Riders will have Sam Emelis back. They'll have Sean Bain Jr. back. They will have Philippe Gagnon.
The Viking.
Yes, indeed. And Marcus Sales in the secondary, ready to go against the Edmonton Elks tomorrow. Green Zone pregame show at 3. We're going to talk more Blue Jays baseball. We had a chat with Mike Wilner before first pitch tonight. You'll hear that conversation next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners. Big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best. And you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Each and every day, one champ and one chump. Our chump today is Jerry Jones. Yeah, Jerry's back in the chump category. What did he do now? It's just what Jerry does. Jerry Jones, owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, because he just doesn't know when to stop. This is what he said about Micah Parsons. While he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Mike. As we know, we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl those years. The bottom line is, when I look at playing him, I think of trying to have him as an advantage when we were playing other teams over the last year. But some plays, it looks beautiful. Then other plays, especially run plays, you can wish you'd probably have a different formation. Like Micah Parsons needed any more fuel going up against the Dallas Cowboys, and Jerry's just shoveling the coals in the engine. Here we go! Micah, over under, 3 sacks Sunday night. Might be underestimating it. And our champ is the official last night in the Seahawks-Arizona game.
Offense number 11.
So Jackson Smith and Jigba was the player walking by the ref. That pause and glare, man, dad's out there, videotape that, watch the film. That is epic. Mwah. Chef's kiss, death glare, dad glare from the ref to Jackson Smith and Jigba. If looks could kill, Jackson Smith wouldn't have finished that game last night from the ref. I love a good death glare. He nailed it. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. The Alouettes against the Calgary Stampeders tonight, the first of a doubleheader. And Davis Alexander has the Alouettes deep in Calgary Stampeder territory again, and he's trash-talking the Stamps bench. He's having a good time. It's 11-7 Alouettes on the Calgary Stampeders. Later on, Toronto is in BC. The Rough Riders will have Sam Emelis back and Marcus Sales back. Also, Sean Bain Jr. is back. Kickoff tomorrow, 5 o'clock, the Green Zone pregame show at 3 o'clock. Let's do a check-in on the Toronto Blue Jays, 2-2 against the Rays. The Orioles are doing them a favor. They're leading the Yankees 3-2 right now. In the Western Hockey League, Liam Pugh, Maddox Schultz make their home debut tonight for the Regina Pats at the Brandt Center. 7 o'clock puck drop against the PA Raiders. Swift Current is also on home ice tonight against Medicine Hat, while Saskatoon's on the road. Again, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 for the Green Zone pregame show ahead of the Riders and the Elks. Have a good weekend. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.